Well, let's start here, Randy. Obviously, a disappointing situation here, kind of a little bit out of your control in terms of what you could possibly do. How hard has this time been? How hard was this decision? Kind of take us through how it all, I know, culminated then here on the weekend.
Well, the decision has been just devastating for us to make. It's not anything that any of the board as members wanted to do, and we've been trying to make contingency plans to somehow figure out how we're going to have a season, but we kind of had our hands tied by what the National told us, that they were no longer going to sponsor or us.
And what was, in terms of the National, in terms of the support for them, that was vital in having a season, correct?
Yes, because they do all our, they provide all the insurance, they, all our registration and everything that we do administratively works through the National database that they have. So what they were telling us is, yeah, you can have a season, but you can't. As a state, they told the state, you can have a season, but you can't use any of our stuff. It would have been nice if they would have just came to that conclusion a few weeks ago when they decided to cancel the regionals and the National tournament.
From that standpoint, then, how so that was clearly a factor. How much, too, in terms of this decision, were you trying to follow and get guidance from maybe state leaders and health experts in terms of could you have played a season potentially given a few more weeks of study and data gathering and that kind of stuff?
Oh, well, we really wanted to do that, and we had put plans together to send to the governor until this came down that really pulled everything from underneath us. It's one of those situations where nobody really wants to be the bad guy that says, I canceled the season. So it's kind of pushed down, the National pushed it down to the state executive board. And because we operate somewhat independently from the Legion board, executive board, they pushed it down to us. And we're telling you that we're not going to sponsor anything with Legion baseball. And so now you have no insurance, you have no means of, no rules. I equate it to being like owning a franchise to a food, national food chain, and them coming in and taking their sign in the inventory and just saying, hey, yeah, you're on your own. It's really kind of a blindsided deal.
How hard has this been in terms of, obviously your passion is baseball, your passion is American Legion, having to deliver this message. And I know you guys had a statewide meeting virtually today, and I'm sure there were some emotions involved in that. What has that part of it been all like for you and the other leadership members, statewide?
I can safely say that as a board, from throughout our whole membership on our board, we're devastated. This was the last thing that we ever wanted to do. We've been trying to hold out with the hopes of conducting a season, and it just is so hard to come to this. It's gut-wrenching, and I'm a high school coach as well as this position, and I've already had to tell my seniors that they weren't going to play from high school season, and that was bad enough because I was now in a leadership position. I have to tell them again that they're not going to have a Legion season. It's terrible.
And certainly in Minnesota, where Legion ball is as big maybe in Minnesota as it is in any state in the country, right? I mean, in terms of the summer season and everything else.
Well, as far as teams registered, we've been number one for a long time. And being my first year, we're really hoping and to grow the program and to have a turnaround. And then to suffer through this is just, it's beyond imaginable. I just But that goes with how a lot of people feel. I mean, I know I feel bad, but I know that a lot of people feel bad for a lot of different things, and I can understand it. It's a terrible nightmare that never goes away.
Yeah, and then the other question is, what do you think? And maybe it's too soon to. It probably is too soon, but. Can this what kind of long-term impact can this have? I mean, there's got to be some bitterness toward the national folk. And then on top of that, I know in baseball, there's a growing club baseball scene out there that some would consider a competition to Legion Ball in the summer. What can a decision like this, if any, or maybe it's too early to know, might have long-term on American Legion baseball in Minnesota?
Nothing good, in my opinion. And I, you know, the kids and their parents are going to gravitate to where they can play. And it's hard to be angry with them making that kind of decision. I just hope that we can come back next year strong and with, you know, depending on what happens with the virus. But we need to sell our product again, and selling it is going to be a lot more difficult. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And so, you know, parents and young baseball players are going to do what they need to do to play, and I don't blame them.
Do you think if the national committee had not axed the season, let's say that they said each state can, you know, we'll offer support to each state that wants to play, are you under the belief that the health situation would have been okay and that state leadership would have allowed you to play this summer had it not been for this national decision?
That's a loaded question, and a good one. I can't say for sure. I can only say that we were prepared as a board to hold on as long as we could. Had it been different circumstances, we would have waited until basically we ran out of time, where the governor and the task force told us, you know, we're not going to allow it in a reasonable amount of time, and now you're going to affect what might happen in the fall. And then I'm sure we would have come to that kind of decision at that point. But it certainly was pushed upon us by national, and that and there's always going to be a scapegoat in this, and who's the bad guy. And frankly, if that points towards me, I guess that's what it is.
Well, like we mentioned even at the start, a lot of this obviously is out of your control. You mentioned your seniors. What's the message for them? Not just for your seniors, but for those around the state. Obviously, it's a heartbreaking situation for them. A lot of these kids have poured their life since they're 2 or 3 years old into baseball.
Well, I've tried very hard to envision myself under similar circumstances. I had an injury my senior year where I missed a good portion of the year due to it, but at least I got to be with my friends and my teammates. I mean, even though I couldn't play, so I understand a little bit about that, but I can't imagine how they feel. I just can't. It's just mind-boggling to me. And to say that there's some silver lining at this point to them, I can't say that because nobody's ever had to experience this. And, you know, that we care about them and think about them is one thing, but I wish we could do a lot more.
Yeah, you know, you bring a good point. Even if you missed a season with injury, you're still on those bus rides. You're still in the dugout. Your best friend might have got the game-winning hit. You can share those joys, even if you're not specifically playing. But when everyone's stuck in their basement and they can't spend any time around their teammates unless it's watching them on a a video game or watching them on a virtual meeting, that does bring into a different context what is happening with these young people right now.
Well, and I don't think as an adult we can possibly really understand what it's like. You know, we empathize with how those situations are, and we can say that, yeah, we feel for you, but the truth is we're not in their shoes. I can't imagine what it's like to be in their shoes. I don't know how they would think for sure, because, again, I've never been in those. So it's it's a tragedy as far as sports goes. It's a tragedy for these young people, and I feel terribly bad for them. I if they feel like they've been robbed, I don't blame them, because that's exactly how I would feel if I was in their shoes. I guess I would just like people to know that our board worked extremely hard throughout this process to try to have a season. And you can just say, those can be said in words, yeah, we worked hard, but I can really say emphatically that we worked really, really hard. And this decision was excruciating for all the members of our board, all 14. It made us sick. And to have to tell our young people, and it's not just seniors, but all of them, that we're denying you an opportunity to play American Legion baseball, it's just beyond words, frankly.
Yeah.
And then that's not just necessarily the people that support. I understand the people that are mad as Hornets. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I would feel probably the same way that they do. We really, you know, after the high school season was canceled, and I'm really close with the High School Baseball Coaches Association and its leadership, we really wanted to come through for the high school coaches too, because we're pretty bonded.
Yep.
To be honest, and certainly I am, being a high school coach, and to fail today is just like surrendering in a war. It's just so bad. I can't tell you how bad it feels. I mean, I can say something, but the feeling in my heart and my soul is just terrible.
Yeah, I understand.
You just feel like you let everybody that you think that you appreciate, you feel like you let them down.
Yeah.
And then that's not just necessarily the people that support. I understand the people that are mad as Hornets. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I would feel probably the same way that they do.
Yeah.
It just stinks, and that's all there is to it. We really, you know, after the high school season was canceled, and I'm really close with the High School Baseball Coaches Association and its leadership, we really wanted to come through for the high school coaches too, because we're pretty bonded.
Yep.
To be honest. And certainly I am, being a high school coach, and to fail today is just like surrendering in a war. It's just so bad. I can't tell you how bad it feels. I mean, I can say something, but the feeling in my heart and my soul is just terrible.
Yeah, I understand.
You just feel like you let everybody that you think that you appreciate, you feel like you let them down.